How many of you here chanted 32 rounds today? At minimum, more than 32 or more. How many chanted more than 32 rounds? How many chanted, what's 32 plus 16? 48. How many chanted 48 or more? Okay. How many chanted 64? Whoa.
Ready.
All right. How many did you chant? 64. And here for the kirtan on top. What time did you get up this morning? 2:45. How many are attending a function like this for the first time? Back. Okay. You four who raised your hands, would you be okay with sharing what your experience was, specifically, you know, this 32-round day? And well, this is sharing time. What your experience was, what helped support when you were chanting, and if you had some challenging experiences in particular, like it was tough or something or other, or something that was especially helpful that make it nice. Any of you four care to share? Either of you?
Thoughts?
You're
and
what?
I'm always overwhelmed with a lot of thoughts in my mind. But it was not easy to chant, concentrating completely on Lord Krishna.
Uh-huh.
But I tried my best, and for the 4 hours I chanted, I was completely out of all the thoughts in my mind. So it was, I could feel the difference.
Being in the association of others also doing the same activity?
Yes.
Strength, right?
Yeah.
Any other particular, like, resource that helped you? Something that you heard in the course of the weekend that inspired you and helped you stay focused?
Ajita Prabhu.
Huh?
Ajita Prabhu.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to share? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Kumar. I am from Florida. So I am here for an internship. I got introduced to Krishna consciousness 8 months back. I've been chanting 16 rounds since 3 or 4 months. But this kind of event is first for me. Like, this is I never chanted in congregation. I mean, with other devotees.
Yes.
And that too, 32 rounds. It was a good experience, and I could see change. I mean, improvement in my chanting.
Was the quality of your chanting any different than when you chant 16 alone?
Yes, definitely.
Describe.
I could focus more on the sound now, rather than when I was alone. When I was alone, the mind used to waver here and there, but here it's back again. Like, although it goes, but it's back instantly.
Okay. I can't recall which ladies, but would the ladies who were here for the participating in this for the first time care to volunteer to share with us? Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj,
Hare
please
Krishna.
Accept my humble obeisances. We are attending this for the first time. We are in Krishna consciousness since 7 months.
Since 71?
7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
Okay, a little different.
Yesterday we heard Prem Tarangini Mataji's lecture, last year's lecture. Mataji said, like, if you focus on your chanting, that if Krishna is looking at you, that helped us, that helped me very much, Maharaj.
Okay.
It helped me to focus more on chanting and more attentively. After chanting 32 rounds, I felt very good.
You chanted 32 rounds?
33 rounds, Maharaj.
That the first time you chanted 32 rounds?
Yes, Maharaj. Daily I am chanting 16 rounds.
Okay. Very nice. Okay. Another one, there was one other Mataji that came to participating in this for the first time. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Accept my humble obeisance. Accept my humble obeisance. I'm from Minneapolis.
You're from Indianapolis?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
And this is my first time here in big devotee circle. And I chanted 32 rounds. I feel really good, and chanting in front of deities is really give me courage to do more chanting.
You came yesterday?
Yeah, I came yesterday.
Okay. Is there a special take home that you think tomorrow and the next day you'll take with you from this experience that will help you?
Definitely, Prabhuji. When you chant with the group and you feel more connected with Krishna, and you're more focused actually with chanting with the group, with
okay.
the associate devotees and all that.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So, now in general, to go back and forth a bit, anyone from this side would like to share what their experience was and how well they did with their chanting? Same set of questions. What helped you the most? Sure.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this time I chanted 64 round.
84.
64.
64, okay.
First time. So always I was doing 58 or 50s. And what helped me, like yesterday we had the drama, and drama helped me a lot, not offending the devotees. So earlier when I used to chant, I was walking a lot around and looking left and right, and I wasn't focused. So yesterday when I came and went back to home, Krishna put me through the test. And I was in miserable condition when I went home. I had a bad headache suddenly.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking, I have to do round tomorrow, how I'm going to do it. So I couldn't sleep nicely. I was just thinking, I have to chant. But when I woke up in the morning, I was okay. And I was struggling, how I'm going to do my round today. But when I came with the devotees and CGTs, I was feeling like good. So I decided today, I'm not going to walk anywhere, and I'm not going to have prasadam today. And just I'm going to focus on chanting. So what helped me most, just staying within the devotees and staying at one place. And on the top of that, I was feeling sleepy. So I surrendered myself to Krishna. I said, okay, if you want me to chant, I will chant. If not, I will drop it.
Well, you know what the answer to that one is.
But Krishna, I don't know, helped me or not, but Radharani helped me a lot. So whenever I was feeling sleepy, I was feeling like Radharani saying, no, get up, you cannot sleep. And it happened 2-3 times, and after that I did not feel any sleepy or nothing, and I was chanting, bottom from my heart. And first time I had really good experience. So I can say the most help I got, not moving around, is staying within the devotees and in the temple.
I'll share something with you. You know Devamitra Swami? You know who he is? You've heard his name?
No.
He's a nice devotee, Devamitra Swami. Yale University graduate, African-American, friends with Bhakti Tirtha Swami, and anyway, wonderful devotee. A phrase that he uses, in line with what you just said, is he feels, see if I can say it the way that he said it to me, more equity sitting and chanting, and rather than the moving around chanting. Like, you know, greater, I take it, I don't know, if I asked, I didn't ask him to explain what he meant, but he feels that he's investing more in the name, just that and nothing else, very focused, investing in the holy name and receiving from the holy name by that method. Then, you know, you find out whether you're being attentive or inattentive very quickly, because inattentive means you start to feel sleepy. That's the reason for the sleepy. It's the inattentive. Because the converse is when you're doing the equity program, you're investing in the name, your consciousness is going there to the name while chanting the name. The consciousness is there. You're energized. Like anything. Yeah? Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for organizing this nice program. One thing that helped me during the day today while we were chanting was, in the beginning, I was kind of doing my normal, trying to control the mind and focus. And then what you spoke on this morning struck me that we are the servants of Krishna. So I kind of had the sense that, you know, all this time I've been trying to control the holy names, like hold them down, like I'm trying to hold on to them. But somehow, from what you said this morning, I kind of at least tried to pray that I'm actually a servant of the holy names. I have no power to control them. So please, Krishna and holy names, please help me out in this. And somehow that mood helped a lot, kind of, because I was doing good in the beginning, and then it started to tank, and then I sort of said that prayer, and it helped me kind of pull the plane back up again and finish out the 32 rounds. So that point of being a servant really helped.
What was the, aside from the up and then down and back up again, what was the receiving or the experience of the exchange with the holy name in those two different modalities? Did you feel any difference?
Oh, yeah.
Describe.
The first, when I was, what I like to call, trying to control the holy names in the sense of trying to force myself to think of, you know, concentrate, it was a real struggle. It's kind of almost felt like I was trying to do some sort of yoga meditation or something. Where on the other side, when I was sort of more in a prayerful mood, it really felt like I was being supported, like the holy names were more encouraging me, like, yes, please. And it felt more like I was actually in the mood of serving rather than trying to either enjoy or control like that.
Nice. Relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone on the ladies' side? Should I call on somebody, or someone's going to volunteer? Mataji in the back, thank you. What is your name? Anjali?
Premanjali.
Premanjali.
Yes.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Who gave you that name?
My guru, Dave.
And what's his name?
Indradumna Swami.
Indradumna Swami.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Premanjali. Go
you.
Ahead. Share with us.
It seems like the more I'm able to chant, the more rounds I chant, the more I want to chant. It's like I have the desire to just chant all day. Just no other activities, just chanting the holy names, which for me right now is not feasible, but my desire is there. So when I just chant 16 rounds, the minimum, it's a struggle, but it's the more I chant, if I chant 32 rounds or chant even more, it seems like the more I chant, the more I want to chant.
How many rounds did you chant?
I chanted 40 rounds.
20 rounds. Okay. 40? Excuse me. How many are you going to chant tomorrow?
16.
All right. 16 quality rounds, right? Yeah. Anyone else from the ladies' side? You're standing right next to Sumangala. Why don't we see if she wants to... Did you get to chant or you had to babysit?
No, Maharaj, I was able to chant. First 16 rounds were... I was anticipating a lot, as you mentioned yesterday. After I left early from here, but with the baby, it wasn't possible. So I was really upset mood when I entered the temple, and my first 16 rounds were like, I was counting kind of.
Yeah.
I prayed like I anticipated so much, and you know, I don't want to experience myself happy. But in the service mood, I wanted to chant. I'm not able to. That was my feeling. So I took some rest and I came back, and the chanting was wonderful after that. One thing helped me was more meditating on the humble mood. Every bead I was chanting, I was praying like, you know, please give me an opportunity to chant attentively the next bead. So every bead I was chanting like that, and I was feeling all things are coming. So I was thinking while chanting, it's very difficult to break. The Maya is created by Krishna, so to break his creation and to connect with Krishna is so difficult. But the only thing helped me, I was feeling, was that taking shelter in a humble mood, that helped me. And the rest of the 16 rounds were very good, and any distractions were coming also, I was able to it was Maharaj. And the presentation there was also helping, so that was really helpful. Whenever I'm just like any distraction is coming, I was able to read, and again going back to the mood where I was. So the 16 rounds were really great. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for all the lectures yesterday. That's what helped me. For
32 total?
39, Maharaj.
39. Right behind Premanjali. Chant one more and then you catch up to her.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Over here on the men's side, anyone? Mukunda.
Where's Mukunda?
Mukunda. He looked very enthusiastic, so I...
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I slept in a little bit because I wanted... I did it intentionally because I wanted to be awake during the chanting. And
did it work?
It worked, yeah.
Okay, good.
I woke up just in time about for japa, and then I actually decided to take a walk to the lake and chant.
Uh-huh.
I'd never done that. I'd never been to the lake besides during Rath Yatra, so...
Krishna-inspired the walk to the lake?
Yeah.
Was it helpful or distracting?
It was helpful. It was helpful because, first of all, there was nobody there at that time in the morning. And just seeing the vastness of Krishna's creation, it immediately makes you think of, how can anybody else do this besides Krishna? And I've also been having similar experience. Just I'm in science anatomy class, and when you hear about all the details of the body, how can you come to any other conclusion than there's a God? And
it's an accident, right?
Yeah. So
by chance,
having that perception was really, really humbling. And
how long did you stay there?
I chanted my first 16 rounds there and came back in time for Guru Puja, and then chanted the next 16 after your class.
Here?
Yeah. And the next 16 were not as good. I think I get a little too distracted sometimes. Like, I tend to focus on other people a lot when there's a lot going on. But also, I didn't think about the number this time. Usually I'm thinking about getting to the 32, and this time I was just thinking just to chant and just be in the moment, and that helped. When I got to 32, I didn't feel anything, and then I went to take a nap. It went longer than I would have liked, but I chanted more afterwards. It was so nice.
My morning went the opposite of yours. I woke up, looked at my alarm clock, and it looked like 4 o'clock. Oh, my God, I got it. But it was the big hand was on the 12, and the little hand was on the 4. No, excuse me, the other way. The little hand was on the 12, and the big hand was on the 4. It was 20 after 12. So I hurried to shower to get ready for Mangal Arati, and it was 1:45. So I had my 32 runs down before Mangal Arati. You didn't see me because I was already... Anyway, and I... They were, anyway. So it was a different experience. And I took my nap a little bit later. Right behind you. What are you... Right behind, yeah, right behind you. Yeah. How did it go? You. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yeah, it went better this year for me than previous years. I think part of what helped is, it was actually a lesson I think Premitrangini Mataji was conducting the year last year. With the whole A and B where you have Krishna as like person B and then you're person A and you're chanting to Krishna. And that was helpful to me this year whenever I wasn't able to focus. It helped to come in front of the deities to know that person A is Krishna. They're right there.
Yeah.
So that helped me focus. And another thing that was really helpful was that knowing that there was nothing else to do today but chant, so I dedicated the whole day. I had that in mind. So I wasn't rushing to get done with the 32 rounds. So that was helpful also. Time.
When you were share a little bit, you're chanting to the deities and they're hearing. What happened in your consciousness, in the seat of consciousness? What happened? How did it go?
Well, it became a lot more personal and it became easier to chant, knowing that you're directly in front of Krishna. So everything became a lot more personal and became much easier to focus.
How long did that endure? Did it come and go and come and go, or it stayed and it got deeper and deeper, or what happened?
It stayed about the same in front of the deities, but then as soon as I went to walk around, it completely changed again. It went back to...
So as you since it stayed, did it stay, did you feel something like reciprocation or appreciation from Krishna, or what happened?
I would say appreciation. I think that was probably what I felt the most in front of the deities.
From them to you, or from you to them?
From me to them.
Yeah. Did you feel something from them to you?
I'm not sure, Maharaj.
Well, here's one of the reasons I'm asking, because relationship, and it's we're feeling, but, and you know, the deities are feeling. So I wanted to write this to Goloka. But now I'll say it publicly, as well as I'll write it to Goloka. He's our head pujari. Here. The quality of devotion that goes into the worship of the deity has made what we're experiencing possible. Prabhupada taught, when deity worship is done with devotion, everything flourishes. And the converse is true. When the deity worship is not done with devotion, everything suffers. So, devotees have been appreciating and complimenting and commenting, you know, things are really going very nicely here, and the program is growing. And my appreciation is not the only factor, but it's an essential, irreplaceable factor. The worship of the deity being done nicely by people who want to worship the deity and do very carefully with proper standards and with real, genuine devotion and so forth. When the deity is pleased, we all become pleased. We all benefit, I should say. So those who are doing this service, we're reaping the benefit of their devotion to the deities. That's just a reality. And then there's another one. The deities like kirtan. It is an essential part of worship. It's not only the performance of arti, but it's the kirtan as well as, you know, the worship of the deity, the care of the deity, and it's pleasing to them. They derive pleasure when we chant before them. So whether it's japa to person A, and they're hearing, and they're, because when Krishna hears our call, he's not inert. He's a loving person, and he extends to us. It's like that same example of the child calling the mother. Then the mother picks up the child. Krishna can carry us to Goloka Vrindavan, to his abode, to his association. He's pleased by that. So the combination of nice deity worship and nicely calling for him, for his calling his name. Anyway, it's those two things go on here very nicely, and it makes everything happen very nicely. Both are required. And of course, I was just sharing this with some devotees upstairs. And then the other things, Srimad Bhagavatam, association with and serving devotees, and living in Chicago. Five most potent things in devotional service. Well, I mean, living in a sacred place, but making the place a sacred place by what makes the place a sacred place. The same thing that goes on in the spiritual world is devotional service centered on the personality of Godhead sanctifies the place. Several persons have commented about the strength they felt chanting in front of the deity. I'll share this from either last year or the year before. When Badahari Prabhu came, one year he came with his wife. When she was sharing, her sharing went something like this. I've been to many japa retreats where we go to these really nice places, and it's off in the country, and very serene and peaceful. No cell phone reception. Nice. No disruption. But those were wonderful experiences, but being here in front of the deities, chanting in front of the deities like this, it's the best. So that it's the power. It's not imagination, it's spiritual charge. So, a few more, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, everyone's got their eyes looking down. Neela Manjari, would you like to share with us? How many rounds did you chant yesterday? Or today?
I chanted 17.
17? You were doing service.
Oh, no, I don't have service.
You don't have any service? She's laughing.
I just serve prasadam.
Huh?
I just serve prasadam downstairs.
Okay.
that's all. I felt like this year I didn't focus so much on chanting. Like last year or the year before, I really liked the Maunavrata, like where I was not talking to anybody. I liked it a lot. But this year I couldn't follow as nicely. I think just by being in the association of devotees and like so much chanting and hearing going on, like there is a sense of extreme amount of happiness. Like it just feels as if everything else faded away, and it's, I don't know why I'm feeling so happy.
You look very happy.
I think it's because of so much chanting of Krishna's name that makes it very joyful.
Okay. Why don't you give the microphone to your sister and have her speak?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
A little louder. I heard the Hare Krishna Maharaj, but speak a little louder. Yeah. How many rounds did you chant today?
32.
32. Yeah. Very good.
For me, it took a while.
Took a while.
Yeah, to focus on chanting. So the first 16 rounds, they were not very focused, but what you spoke in the morning class, trying to call out to Krishna in a very, trying to cry.
Did you do that? You tried?
Yeah.
Yes, and what happened?
I felt some kind of an acceptance, like...
Some kind of?
An acceptance that some...
Acceptance?
Yeah.
From Krishna?
I don't know.
What did that feel like? Acceptance from Krishna. What did that feel like?
I was just trying to...
Speak into the microphone.
Yeah. So I was trying to reach him, like call out to him. And
answer my question. What did it feel like when you felt Krishna's acceptance?
I just wanted to chant more.
Did you feel like a small child that's just been accepted by their parent? Like, you know,
yeah.
The pendant being received by the...
Yeah, I kind of felt very hopeful. I felt that Krishna's mercy was coming into our life, so...
Okay. How long did that last? How long were you able to remain focused in that mood, is my question.
Last 16 rounds were like...
The other 16 rounds?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Did it go some ups and downs a little bit?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And what did you feel the, again, entering into that mood, was it... just time, or something you did, or some signal from Krishna, or what made the difference?
The projector was helping me to, when I read them, I could feel...
You could help you in the calling out mood.
Yeah, and also, from last year, we had discussed the Shikshashtakam second verse, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that although we know all the qualities of the holy name, but still I have no taste. So I was actually feeling like that all this, we have so many discussions and glorification of the holy name, but I had felt like I had no taste. So that, but I was feeling like Krishna is very merciful, so he's going to help me.
So just a suggestion, like application for tomorrow, maybe the next day too, is there's that little book that I held up, Crying for Krishna, or you could ask Prema Charangadi to share with you those singings, and you can show them on your screen, or have them in a little flip thing. I was doing that for some time when Burijan produced his japa, book, and with the japa book comes this little, so there's images in Vrindavan and a little poem that was like his call to Krishna and Krishna's holy name. So just meditating on the mood of that message and the image and calling. So you may want to, either while you're chanting or just like in between each round, something, and you like that, enter into that calling mood. You can try. So it reminds you when the mind starts to go fuzzy. Yeah? Okay?
Thank you.
Just a suggestion. Premananda, would you like to share what your experience was when chanting today? She's hiding in the pujari room.
Hare Krishna.
Captured her.
I started chanting from Naperville because I have been commuting back and forth. So I started my 16 rounds early in the morning from Naperville. So by the time I came, I already finished the first 16 rounds, and the next I chanted here in the temple. Recently I have gotten into the habit of saying some special prayers which were very, somehow periodically certain prayers appeal to your heart. And I have gotten into the habit of saying those prayers before and after or in between. And somehow I feel Krishna's reciprocation as I say those prayers. I feel it very strongly. So generally, you know, when there is too much of energy around me, I find it kind of, it's not very comfortable. So I have come and sat near Prabhupada's chanting here, and then my attention is much more focused. And also those prayers, they help me a lot to focus. And I felt very good today.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Paul, would you like to share with us what your experience was today? How many rounds did you chant?
34.
34.
I have a very, very nice experience, different. Just doing the regular chanting with this, you know, fight and struggle to keep the mind focused. Thinking so much on the prayers of, you know, I'm just a Shikshastika, five Ajinanda Tanujakan Karam verse, and I'm your eternal servitor. So it was that type of thing. But there was a particular moment that I was hearing and just absorbed the energy of the whole space and felt this, you know, fortune just to be at the moment, right here, with such a wonderful association of devotees, the deities, Prabhupada, Srila Haridas Thakur, Tulsi Maharani. So, just the feeling of fortune, I just thought, well, why not focusing on that part, rather than the struggle, why not focusing on just, this is the place to be, this is the most wonderful thing that can happen to anyone, just being in this situation with this type of association and with the beautiful deities, you know, looking at you. So that helped me a lot. But then, you know, also the mind, you start to think, well, but you know, you're supposed to struggle, you know, the mind goes here and there, you're supposed to, you know, try to prayer, you know, pick me up, the whole thing. So I go into that, and then I saw the presentation there, the slide, and it says, you know, there was one of, you got the fortune to be in the boat with the boat, you know, and then all the deities were there, the deities were in the boat. Prabhupada was the person who was leading the boat, and the devotees were dancing. So it was sort of an assurance from Shishikishore Kishori that, yes, it's good. it's good to think like that. So I saw Kishore, and then I felt somehow or other, I felt some reciprocation of what you said, that he said, don't worry. You know, that type of thing. I remember those words, and I saw his smile, so that's what it came to my mind, you know, that he was just giving assurance. It's good. It's actually, we're indeed very, very fortunate, and I was very grateful. So that helps a lot my chanting.
Jagatananda? Hare Krishna. He wasn't ready for that.
I chanted, do the easy things first.
How many?
Yeah, I chanted 38 rounds.
38 rounds?
I began at 5:30, but still I was able to chant 38 rounds. Feel chanting has been an area where I've slackened a little bit. But today, I mean, just being a part of this festival, especially your intention, you know, permanently, the word permanently has been, you know, ringing in my ear. Permanently secured my relationship with Krishna through His holy name. So that was helpful. So I try to, you know, borrow that intention of yours. And as I was chanting, I was feeling how merciful Krishna is, that although I have been neglectful, but you know, he's ready, he's instant, he reciprocates immediately. And during the japa, as I was chanting, I had some services, but at least the desire was to, usually when I go for some service, then you sort of tend to drift off. But I always was had that intention to come back and chant more. So the desire was to chant, as you said, why not 32, why more rounds? That was the desire, to chant more.
Did those extra six rounds besides 32, did you feel different because you went that extra, just let me just be with the holy name mood?
Yes, Maharaj. I mean, it was no longer about getting to some number, just being with the holy name. And as I said, I felt like I could chant more, but you know, some other things happened. Then with respect to the slides were very helpful. But I also saw, you know, the different, the layers of my heart, the heart that is steel framed, the heart that is a little more soft. Like when I was seeing some of the slides where there was this, you know, this ocean of nations, and it didn't touch me, like, okay. But what really hit me was there was one beautiful slide of a child crying. You know, when I saw the picture, the image of the child crying, immediately, I mean, that actually resonated with me the most. Like, I said, yes, actually that is my condition.
You identified with the child crying.
Yeah, I was right on that image, that picture. And I could feel...
Your heart move.
My heart moved, definitely. You know, when that, and I was hoping that the slides stayed forever, that slide. And I was feeling very, very grateful to you. I think this is the 7th or the 8th or the 9th edition of the Festival of the Holy Name. And how I mean, this topic is very vast, but how, you know, you creatively present this topic, you know, every time one could say, well, we've attended so many, you know, what could be different this year? But, you know, it's always something else. Thank you so much, and I would like to thank all the devotees. So it's wonderful. I also felt, as you were mentioning, the reciprocation, the deities just coming in front of them and chanting. You know, you could see them, you know, especially Kishore Kishori, their smile, you know, how they are, you know, smiling upon all of us. I could feel that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Vast's going to end because we're way past time.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. I chanted 36 rounds.
36?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how many did your daughter chant?
She was outside, please.
Satya.
She didn't.
How many rounds did you chant? Zero? Okay. How many drawings did you draw? Three? Zero. Okay.
So, the I felt that I was trying to chant in the mood of I was trying to chant with attention, and I was trying to chant with pray to Krishna that the holy name is the shelter, like trying to take shelter of the holy name, and
did you?
Yeah.
You did?
No. I mean, I was trying, but...
You're trying, and I asked, did you? Well...
Yeah, somewhat, but not completely. Like, but because I felt that during the... I'm hearing the holy name every time I'm chanting, and I feel that I'm asking Krishna only for his shelter, and I mean for his.
But he was too far away. Or you were too far away. Did Krishna give you his shelter?
Yes, trying like that, and in between.
You were trying, but did Krishna give his shelter?
In between some rounds, I remembered Krishna and chanted after some time, because I was chanting, trying to take shelter of the holy name, but at one point I came to the point that I started remembering Krishna and chanting.
There we go.
Yeah.
So Krishna gave his shelter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I continued like that, I came to the point where I started realizing that I'm chanting from hurdles or obstacles in my surrender. So
welcome to the club, the hurdle club.
So then you
understood the necessity for Krishna being kind, and you called more for Krishna's kindness to come and help you over those hurdles, right?
Yeah.
Did Krishna hear your call? Of course he heard your call. And then what happened?
No. I was trying to...
I know what you... Don't... I was trying to. I don't want to hear I was trying to. I want to hear what happened. Did Krishna hear?
I'm not sure if I have asked for the...
Yes, Krishna heard. That's the answer.
No, I mean...
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay. So you chanted 36 rounds.
36 rounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Satya, today you chant at least one round. Okay? All right. On the car ride home or something like that. Yes? Okay, so it's almost 3:30, we're half an hour over. A number of the devotees that are here, were here, had to go back to do their services in their localities. But having devotees come from different places, devotees here trying to serve by good example and all the accommodation. I mean, there's probably a bunch of people downstairs in the kitchen preparing for the next thing. So there's a lot of opportunity. When we have gatherings like this, there's opportunity for service. I'm pointing out to one of the five things. Five most important activities in bhakti. Because you bring in this number of people when there's normally a fraction of this number of people, and it's demanding. It's nice. I mean, I was thinking to call on Dayata because he's our temple commander, and what was his experience like? But he's probably, you know, doing some service or. So we're indebted to the devotees who are doing the pujari service, doing the cooking service, doing the cleaning service, doing all the so many services to help support us so we can come together in the temple room and in, you know, various ways that the interaction of association and strengthening our relationships with one another through the common activity of coming together centered around the holy name. So I encourage all of you, not just, I mean, the event itself is nice. It's more than nice. I get inspired by the devotees coming together like this, and then we go to our next back home or to our whatever our routine is or something. And it's important that you take with you, like, not just a memory, and then it kind of goes through your fingers like sands of time go right through your fingers. But take something, think of those things that you heard, because what happened this morning may not be the only resource that has been given to you to help strengthen enhance your relationship with Krishna through your relationship with the holy name. Think of those things, look at your notes, or sit down in a quiet moment and contemplate what especially resonated with you, and then take that with you into tomorrow's chanting. Apply it in a practical way. Any one of the things or combinations of things with the sense of purpose. I mean, I like Amar Prasad's comment. There's the sense of, we expressed this in another time this way. One sense of what chanting is, it's another thing that we do. But another sense of chanting is something that we receive. And if we're in a receiving mood, like the child dependent servant child calling for the parent, mother, then it's a whole other mood. So it's something that we're receiving the holy name. A whole other approach. It's not only an approach to chanting, but it's an approach to life. Because how we conduct ourselves in chanting is going to have a profound effect on how we conduct our lives. And simply the aspiration, coming here is a statement of our aspiration to go further qualitatively in chanting. So take the things that you heard and apply them practically. And then this is just an idea, but in Seattle what happened from our getting together for japa retreats over the 5 or 6 years, whatever it's been, is it's either once a month or maybe every Saturday. Every Saturday. Every Saturday. Not everybody comes, but they have every Saturday encouraging the congregation members to come for Mangal Arati on Saturday morning and following Mangal Arati, a 32 round day every Saturday. And then, you know, special, whatever the kata is for the morning class is something in relation to the importance of chanting. Now, you were doing something like that here for a while. Once a month? Once a month. So, when is the next one? Huh? It's in August. So, maybe you can notify, I'm encouraging the principal that, you know, the coming together was, you know, strengthening. So, once a month here in this temple, then my guess is you'll get more participation once a month than they get having one once a week. But in any case, whatever it is, whatever the model is, come together and participate, and it'll strengthen the inspiration and the quality of chanting, an application point. So take whatever are some of the things that you heard, saw, experienced, etc. Connect that to this purpose, enhancing your relationship with Krishna through your relationship with the holy name, like this point you were sharing of calling to the deity. So when you're home, same. At least some part of your chanting for the next week, something like that, at least minimally, go before your deity and call. And the deity is hearing, and you're feeling it being accepted. And then consider what their feelings are. They're pleased. Like that. Where that exercise, the exercise comes from, the pastime of Ajamila story, that even inadvertently Ajamila was calling Narayana, and Narayana, our acharyas say, Narayana considered, oh, he's calling my name. I must come and give him protection. So the acharyas say, what to speak if we're calling with some other feeling besides it inadvertently. There's reciprocation. There's something that Krishna feels when we're calling his name. And that's part of a relationship. It's a relationship. So a relationship with Krishna through our relationship with the holy name. Like that. So just take something, take that and apply it. And watch the magic of relationship with Krishna grow. That's my encouragement from this experience. So thank you all for coming. And whoever's going to be here this evening, we'll see you this evening. And I assume that your needs, if you're going to be going somewhere, that the prasadam needs are taken care of and all of that. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.